News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Lots to get covered today. And let's first talk about the weather. Rain has started. Rain's not expected to go away for a few days. And some reminders when you're out driving.
Right. Just made me want to remind folks that when it's raining like this and their windshield wipers aren't working very well, like if it leaves a lot of streaks, or if it's just basically better to let it rain on your car instead of using your windshield wipers, it's time to get them fixed and change those out. Also, you need to check your tire tread on your car. Bald tires make it harder to stop. It also causes vehicles to skid. There's a little penny test. I put it on Facebook. Basically, you take a penny, you make Lincoln's head face you, and you put him upside down, and you put him between the treads. And if you can see all of his head, then that means that your tires are bald and you need to get them fixed. If it covers up part of his head, you're probably pretty good. So check on that. You can also get a citation for having those tires with the tread too low.
And since we're talking about traffic, let's remind listeners that we still have a few more days in May, which means still a few more days in the Click It or Ticket campaign.
Correct. Click It or Ticket is continuing on the rest of this week, and officers are taking a no-tolerance approach to seatbelt violations. So buckle up, because seatbelts do save lives.
And while we're also talking traffic, we usually save this until the end, but might as well throw in at this point in the visit where the increased law enforcement is going to be.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 3200 block of Carter Creek, which is a 30-mile-per-hour zone, and it's 20 miles per hour during the school zone hours near Sol Ross Elementary, and the 400 block of North Earl Rudder Freeway, which is 75 miles per hour near Briarcrest.
A couple of other things to bring up this afternoon. One is a softball tournament that's taking place on Saturday.
Yes, we have the Sexual Assault Resource Center is sponsoring a softball tournament to raise money for their purposes. It's going to be this Saturday, May 31st, at Central Park and College Station. And we want you to come out and support a good cause. It's a fun event. They can come out and watch the softball, but then they can also participate. You can purchase cards, which are valued between $10 and $20, depending on what you want to do. You can donate that to a team, any team of your choice. And those cards have different values and different meaning. There's one called Make the Batter Bat Opposite. It's called Switcheroo Card. So, in other words, if I'm right-handed and you play that card when I'm going up to bat, or if that team plays that card when they go up to bat, it forces me to switch and bat left-handed. So if you have a really good hitter and you want them to put them in a handicap, you use the Switcheroo Card. Another card is called the Magic Eraser. So if the batter goes up and hits a home run, the team who has a magic eraser can play that card, and it erases that last run. Then there's also the Feng Shui card, which allows one team to rearrange the defense of the other team. So you can make someone else pitch. You can put someone at first base. You know, you can just switch out their whole outfield. And then you also have the mulligan. Obviously, that's a do-over. A trump card, which negates the last card that was used. So if someone hit the home run and we played a magic eraser, they can play the trump card and it erases that. So it puts a whole new spin on softball. So come out and support the event this Saturday, May 31st, all day long. I think the first game is around 8:30 or 9. It's at Central Park.
Another item to promote, still time to enroll for young people interested in the Junior Police Academy.
And just a quick reminder, students going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades are eligible for our free 10-day program. It's called Junior Police Academy. The deadline is June 20th. Get those applications in to me. You can get the applications on our website, or you can contact me. I can email them, however you want to work that. But get those applications in.
And then wrapping up with a shout-out to a retiring member of the department.
Yes, we are saying not goodbye, but, you know, good luck to Sergeant Kenny Metters. He is retiring after 22 and a half years of service here at the police department. So good luck to you.
And that's our update. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.